just a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter. There's music for you tomorrow with two of your favorite song stylists, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. And tomorrow you'll also hear a special RCA 35th anniversary program starring another of your vocal favorites, Perry Como. Friday also means comedy on NBC, and the laugh merchants include Fibber, McGee, and Molly, and the experts on Can You Top This? It's a big Friday evening on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponson, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western Territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
You were going to sleep late this morning.
Oh, I just can't seem to get used to a hotel bed. The way you sink down in them, you feel like you're lying in a pile of quicksand. Well, where's Scar?
Huh?
Scar? Why, my horse. I thought maybe I'd take a ride out towards Saucer Mountain. Which stall's in, huh?
Well, now, Britt, I don't want you to fly off the handle.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, the fact is, Scar ain't in no stall at the moment.
Well, what's happened to him?
Now, Britt, you know I wouldn't let anything happen to a horse that was left in my livery stable. You know that, don't you?
Lamb, where's Scar? Just tell me where he is.
Well, he's out. Out? You remember Jess Alden, who runs the Willow Fork Gazette?
Sure, sure.
Well, sir, Jess and his wife, Zoe, has got a young lady visiting him. Myra Barker, her name is. She's Zoe's niece.
Well, what in the thunder has all this got to do with my horse?
Now, there's no need to get your head up, Britt. I'm explaining to you about Scar.
Well, you're telling me about some woman named Myra Barker.
Well, that's where Scar is at. Myra took him out for a little canter.
What?
Well, now, you see, she's from back east somewhere, and she ain't got no horse of her own, so every once in a while she rents one of mine.
Well, all right, go on, Lamb.
Well, she come into the stable this morning about an hour ago, just when I was opening up, and she said she felt like taking a little gallop to work up an appetite for breakfast, and so she... Oh, she is a first-class rider, Britt.
I don't care if she... What's got into you, Lamb? The idea of letting some woman ride out of here with Scar.
Well,
now,
I tried to argue with her, but Miss Barker is a real forceful young lady. She said she was sure you wouldn't mind since she was only going a short ways, and she told me I was to give you the rental fee, and here it is, Britt, 25 cents.
I don't want any money, Lamb. I want my horse.
Well, they ought to be back, but now Miss Barker usually never stays out more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, Britt, don't start fretting about Scar. She'll bring him in all right.
I'm not worried about him. He'll come in of his own accord.
Of his own accord? What are you talking about?
Lamb, I've had that horse since he was a colt. I broke him myself.
Sure, Britt, sure.
Why, he won't let anybody else ride him but me. Well, the last time anybody tried to mount that horse, he spooked and he threw the fellow a good 20 feet right straight up in the air.
Oh, you don't say. Well, I noticed he acted kind of skittish when she started getting on, but I figured that was because he wasn't used to being rode with a side saddle.
Oh, of course he's side saddle? You mean she's riding Scar side saddle?
Well, she's a real lady, Britt.
Yeah, well, she a lady. She won't be much of a lady lying out in a bed of cactus somewhere. Come on, we better start looking.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'll take that gelding and you can take my... Britt! Britt, looky there.
It's through the door. See her coming down the street?
Well, I'll be darned.
Say, I never knew Scar was a trick horse.
Neither did I.
Well, then where'd he learn that fancy step she's got him doing?
Got me, Lem.
Oh, you had me all worried, saying he wouldn't let nobody else ride him. I ought to know better than to take you serious, Britt.
Whoa, now. Whoa, now.
Here, Parker, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you,
William. I do declare he acts like he don't want you to get off.
Well, I guess he's going to miss me, aren't you, boy? Well, that's a nice boy. He certainly is a fine animal, Lem. The man who owns him surely must be proud.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh?
Miss Barker, this is Mr. Ponsett. Remember, I told you Scar belongs to him?
Oh, yes, of course. How are you, Mr. Ponsett?
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, ma'am.
I hope you don't mind my borrowing Scar. Mr. Truett didn't want me to take him, but I just couldn't resist the way he looked at me. It was almost like he was asking me to go for a trot.
Yes, ma'am.
You take good care of him, Mr. Ponsett. You wouldn't want anything to happen to a wonderful animal like that.
Oh, no. No. No, I sure wouldn't. Miss Barker.
Yes?
If you'd like to ride him again sometime, why, I'll be staying at Willow Fork for a few days.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mr. Ponsett.
Lamb here, he'll fix you up when I'm not using Scar. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, I just don't understand you, Britt Ponsett. Here you was raising Cain because I let her borrow his car, and now you're volunteering to let her ride him anytime she pleases. I just don't understand it.
Well, I thought seeing as how Scar kind of took a fancy to her, and what I mean is he's a pretty good judge of human nature, and she does seem to be a first-rate rider. I mean, you know something, Lem? I don't understand it either. She was a nice looking young lady. There wasn't any doubt about that. And I liked the way she spoke right out. She didn't beat around the bush like a lot of girls man runs into. There was something about her eyes that... Well, anyway, I put my saddle on Scar and we headed out towards Saucer Mountain. A couple of miles east of town, we came into a little hollow where nobody would be able to see us. Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa. Whoa, now slow down. Slow down. I thought maybe I'd get Scar to do that fancy sidestep he was doing with Miss Barker. All right, now, boy, now. No, no, come on. Now, that isn't good. Come on, now. Oh, now, Scar, come on. Now, you were willing to do it for her. Now, come on. Quit that. What? Well, he just wouldn't do a thing. Acted like he thought I was taking leave of my senses. Oh, quit. I swung him back on the trail, let him travel in the style he was accustomed to. Yeah. Must have been about noon the time we got back to town, and I pulled up in front of the cafe. Whoa, boy. Whoa, Scar. Whoa. Doggone you.
Well, Mr. Ponsett.
Oh, Miss Barker.
I was hoping I'd run into you again.
You were Oh, you want to borrow Scar?
Well, it's about Scar. But I won't be borrowing him anymore.
Oh?
You see, I found out I was wrong to take him this morning. Uncle Jess told me that in the West, a man's horse is something he doesn't loan as a rule. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to be so inconsiderate.
Oh, you weren't being inconsiderate, Miss Barker. Back east, they probably have different customs, that's all.
Then I'm forgiven?
Oh, sure, ma'am.
You're very generous, Mr. Ponsett. Maybe you'll have dinner with us some evening.
Well,
I can prove to Uncle Jess that I haven't completely disgraced the family name. Aunt Zoe's a very good cook.
Yes, I've always heard about Miss Allen. I never had the opportunity to sample her food, though.
Well, any evening at all. I'm sure you'd be most welcome.
Well, since I don't know just how long I'm going to be stopping here in town, maybe I oughtn't to put it off too long.
I'm going to be free tonight. I want to tell you, Miss Alden, I've been hearing folks brag about your cooking ever since I can remember, but they haven't done you justice. Well, they just didn't even come close.
Oh, Brett. Well, here, have another piece of shortcake.
Oh, no, thanks. I just couldn't eat another mouthful.
You sure?
Oh, no, absolutely positive. Thanks just the same, though.
Well, now, for certain.
And I'll have another slice, eh?
Now, Jesse, you've had more than your share. Besides, if you have another piece, there won't be enough for tomorrow. Shortcake ought to do for two meals.
Well, you just offered Britta.
That's different. He's company. Come on, Jesse. Help me with the dishes.
Huh? The dishes? But I thought Myra usually...
Myra has a guest. They might like to be alone for a few minutes. Now, come on, Jeff.
Oh, sure.
We put the porch swing up this morning, Britt. It's back early for it, I know, but there sure is a feeling of summer in the air.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, yes. Would you, care to go out on the porch, Miss Meyer?
We don't have to unless you really want to. I mean, just because Aunt Zoe suggested it.
No, I think I might enjoy it.
All right, then. I'm afraid she isn't very subtle, is she?
How's that?
You know perfectly well Aunt Zoe was throwing me at you. I knew she would when I invited you.
Oh?
The fact is, I'm sort of a disappointment to Aunt Zoe. She's done everything in her power to marry me off. But so far, she hasn't had any luck. Oh, the young men she's introduced me to are all very nice and pleasant. But, well, the truth is, I don't want to get married.
Oh, I see.
I'm not the least bit interested in settling down and cooking meals. I like a change of scenery. I like to meet new people.
Uh-huh.
From what Uncle Jess tells me about you, you feel the same way.
Yeah, more or less, I reckon.
So I thought that having you to dinner, well, it would please Aunt Zoe, and as far as we were concerned, we might get to be friends, but there'd be no danger of going beyond that point.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that that's all settled, shall we go inside?
Oh, well, there's no hurry, is there? I mean, as long as there's no danger, since... we have this understanding. It is a nice evening, isn't it?
Whatever you say.
You know, Miss Barker, I was just thinking, every once in a while, somebody tries to get me married off, too. Friends of mine, their intentions are good, but, well...
Oh, I know how it is.
What I was getting at is this. I haven't any idea how long I'll be here in Willow Fork, and... Well, as long as I'm here, I was wondering if we couldn't see each other once in a while. That might take some of this marriage pressure off both of us. You see what I mean?
Well, I suppose so, but...
And we wouldn't be running any risks, seeing as how we have the understanding, you know. And your aunt would be pleased, my friends would be pleased, and... Well, you know, you're awful good company, Miss Barker.
Why, thank you.
Well, how about it?
Well, all in all, I think it's a very practical idea, Mr. Ponsett. I'd be delighted to see you again.
Good. That's fine. Well, now, I'll get in touch with you the next time there's a doings. It probably won't be right away, but I'll get in touch with you.
You are listening to the last program in our series called The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman whose name is legend in the Western Territory.